Okay, just now having a think about who made an impact on your faith and your life within the church. I'm sure there's lots of people. Anyone want to have some thoughts, Gaynor?
John and Margaret, for me, were significant people. Not just because, I guess, John was my teenage year minister, so that's where you're learning more about your faith anyway, but also just as a family unit, just the friendship that they had with our family and, just the way that they lived and the way that they opened up their home. So it was not just a Sunday thing, it was a life thing for me that they were part of, and significant people.
Yeah. Do you have anyone that you remember?
George Clarkson.
Yeah.
He would pop in from time to time and challenge me to a game of table tennis.
Oh, did he? Did he win the table tennis?
It was a close match.
Was there
match.
Skipping involved as well?
There was
point?
Skipping involved. He gave me a skipping rope.
Oh, skipping rope.
Yeah.
Yeah, George. Yeah, understand that. Catherine.
One of the couples that springs to mind is Harry and Anne Graham. I guess just because of their genuine interest and continuing interest in, I guess, everything that you did, and they were always so encouraging and probably challenging as well whenever you had conversations with them. And I guess, I think I said earlier, just the real welcome from people and the genuine friendship and genuine welcome, and it's folk like Crawford and Doreen and John and Margaret that spring to mind. Just always being willing to open their homes, and you were always welcome, and there was always someone there to talk to and to care for you or whatever. So just that genuine family feeling, I guess.
Yeah. And Nicola?
Well, it's probably a huge list of people. I mean, I would have to say John. I guess mainly for me, John Smith. I started coming along to the church probably when John had just come along anyway, and I became a Christian that sort of same year. So I guess it was under his teaching, and then I remember doing baptismal classes with John. I remember then doing marriage classes with John. And obviously John then dedicated 2 out of our 3 children. So there's lots of special sort of memories around with, you know, for John and the pastor that he was in my kind of growing up years and then becoming a parent. So, yeah. And I guess as well, I've got memories of Margaret, which are lovely. And one, I suppose, that sticks in mind with Margaret is obviously with her being a teacher, her class were doing a topic, I think, on, I don't know if it was just babies or I'm not sure. But anyway, I was pregnant at the time with Amy. And so I went in to visit her class, being heavily pregnant, and then I went back afterwards with the baby.
Aww.
And her class had all made cards and everything else. We've still got them from all her class. And it was just a really special memory. I think I went in with Amy when she was 10 days old or something for them to see a wee tiny baby. So, but lots of other people, and I guess youth fellowship leaders. We had a few, Alistair and Evelyn Smith, Janice and Alan Cameron, and then I was involved, I guess, because I then became a parent in the church. I was involved in toddlers, so I've got lots of memories of toddlers with Anne Graham, Auntie Anne, as she was known. And in so many ways, I see Auntie Anne and think she hardly has changed. And I think what Catherine was saying there, she's still so interested in the wee children, and now the wee children who are adults and asking for them. And that's really lovely. And there was other people from toddlers, Isabel Stewart and Linda Renfrew and Isabel Haggerty. So we were kind of part of the committee. Haggerty. We were part of the committee that the Mums and Toddlers ran, and that Mums and Toddlers that ran was a really special group as well. So I've got lots of significant people in my memories of Cathcart.
Yeah. Thanks. Fraser?
Yeah, like everybody else, there's quite a few names that come up, but probably the one that sticks out when I think of these early teenage years, just starting to go along to YF, and it was Crawford Wilson taking it. And he was probably, being the early 80s, it was still quite formal at times with kind of adult-child relationships. He was probably the first adult that's quite happy to be called by his first name, kind of opened up his house. He was quite cool as a 15-year-old, mm-hmm. looking up to him as well. Mm-hmm. And I think just that, the fact that there was an adult that actually wanted to spend time with children and with the youth as well. So I think he mm-hmm. is one amongst many, probably from Cathcart, yep. that have made a real impact.
Yeah, that's great. What about Kirsty? any thoughts on people that had an impact?
I remember Alan Munro, who used to run Adventurers when I was in primary school, and I loved what he did while he ran Adventurers. And then when I was about 18, 19, I ran Adventurers for primary school, so I guess he influenced me mm-hmm. in that. And then Isabella Munro was also involved in that, but she was my Sunday school teacher, and then she took me through my baptismal classes. And I just remember conversations with her, I think, as part of that, is, oh, isn't it nice that in a church you can be friends with all generations? Mm-hmm. So amity. That was significant, them individually and as a couple. And then someone else, I guess Christine Mathers, was someone who, she was always there, she was always busy and part of it, and her life was busy outside church, but she was always committed to what was going on and had just a massive heart.
Yeah.
And then someone else, I guess, I need to mention is Gina.
Yeah.
Gina, I had finished being in the youth by the time Gina came, but she became part of my family, she became a friend. And I think at the time, a lot of the stuff she did, I thought it was amazing, but I also thought it was completely bonkers. And then I think in hindsight, as I became an adult and saw things happening, saw my own kids in their youth group, I realised quite how significant some of the stuff that Gina did, and just a different way of doing stuff and connecting with people and connecting in a genuine way in her heart for the gospel was just, it was, as you know, really inspirational.
Yeah. Thanks, Kirsty. Yeah. Gregor, any thoughts?
I mean, I have to kind of probably echo Fraser's comment about Crawford Wilson or Uncle Crawford. I guess, you know, he kind of hooked me into church with anything tech-wise, which I'm still doing now. So, you know, I'm still doing tech stuff in the churches that we're part of and have been for, 32, 33 years. Just hugely impactful in terms of hooking me into church and everything that, you know, goes on in that space. And I guess ultimately showing me the gospel through that medium. So, yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Gregor. Helen, what about you?
Yeah, it won't come as any surprise that the couple that were most impactful in my time at Cathcart were John and Margaret Smith. Obviously, I came along as someone who had left my own home 400 miles away, and they just completely took me under their wing. I became like another daughter to them. I was there every Sunday for my Sunday dinner after church through until the evening service. But not only that, Margaret just became like a second mother to me, and I just looked up to her so much, and just her kindness and her hospitality and looking out for myself and for others. And then also John as well, as others have said, he was just so inspirational with his teaching, just down to earth, but fun and just, yeah, as John is. But he also took me through my baptism classes, and obviously when Ian and I got married at Cathcart, he took us through our marriage classes. So mm-hmm. so yeah, they are the memories that I have of John and Margaret with my time there are really, they still impact me. I strive to live up to them, the high bar that Margaret sets.
That's lovely. Yeah, thanks. What about you, Paul?
I suppose I would echo most of the names that have been mentioned. Yeah. John and Margaret Smith, it's hard to know where to begin with them because they were so significant, and everyone's done them justice already. But we used to go and watch Aberdeen playing with John, and there was one night when we couldn't have a marriage class because Aberdeen were playing. So we had that marriage class from an away ground watching right. Aberdeen. And I think that was one of the interesting things, that it was so down to earth, it was so natural. So obviously John and Margaret in particular, Jim and Mary Hawke have been mentioned, and they were hugely significant in my life through CE in particular. I can even remember listening to Jim praying. I can remember the way he prayed. And these, you don't think about these things until later on, that the sometimes the way I pray now is influenced by him, believe it or not. And then there was Ian Grant, when the church was going through some difficulties with one of the pastors later on in church life, and I couldn't understand what was going on. And I remember Ian Grant saying to me, the reason you're here is so you can pray more intelligently. And I still use that phrase now in church life today, that it allows me to pray more intelligently where I don't understand what's going on. And the reason you're involved in leadership is to pray more intelligently. So that's another learning that I've learned and has helped me now in my life. And also, as much as I've laughed at Alan and Joyce Holloway with Springboard Bible Class, which was created by them, and Springboard Bible Class was to dive into God's Word. And we did dive into God's Word, and we gave them a lot of some hard times when we dived into God's Word. Fraser in particular. these were iconic, these were important figures. You have to mention Ian Pinkerton, known as Pinky to his friends, who seemed to have, in his car was always a pot of paint and a brush, and he, wherever he went, he would just paint. Because I always remember that if he came to your house and something needed painted, he would just have the right paint at the right time to paint it. So these were all important people. There's more people I could mention, but time's away.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.